We used to go to Captain Paul at Monkend Hall, and he had the sports day every year there. And the sports day was pride and joy, and Mrs. Paul lived there. She was a lady, and he used to have all the children, and he used to watch the sport, and he loved the high jump, you know, sack race, egg and spoon race. Then we all sat down on the grass and had strawberries and cream. I thought Croft School was a good basis. I know Captain Gaffer Fell was. He was awfully strict. I only got hit once, and I deserved it. But, oh, he used to belt those children with a cane.
I was 12 when the war finished. And during the war, even though there was a war on, the atmosphere was very good in Croft. You know, people were as happy as they could be. And life was... We had soldiers, sailors... No, we didn't have sailors. Soldiers and airmen around. Dozens of them. Here and there. And they took over the school fields. Well, no, playing fields. They were in them. But it was a nice atmosphere, you know. And the Methodist Church had a canteen for them at night. Because Mother used to work on that. Feed the troops.
Dad had two horses then, Dinah, a large, to me, mare, who was basically Clydesdale in origin, and Tom, a gelding of slightly smaller build and doubtful parentage. Dinah had a pleasant, careful temperament. I don't remember her ever causing me any harm, and that's saying a lot when you imagine the grief I must have caused her at times. Tom was a different kettle of fish altogether. To me, he could, or so it appeared, or seemed to be, wicked. He would bite, kick, or bump me as often as he possibly could. I'm told that one day, whilst Mam and a friend were picking brambles along the hedge in one of the fields, Tom came along, picked me up by the front of my coat, from off the shawl where Mam had laid me, and was away round the field with me dangling from his mouth. Fortunately, after he had had his bit of fun, he put me down, not dropped, and ran off. He must have had a wicked sense of humour, that horse.
There was a big stone sink in the kitchen where you would get washed. And then once a week, the big bath was brought into the front room, put in front of the fire, filled with hot water from kettles. At one time, we had a hip bath, and my mum decided she would paint it cream to make it look more modern. I was the first one to use it, and I got stuck. My bum stuck to the paint. So I think after that, that's when they bought a long zinc bath and needed two people to carry it out full of water. From either person from either end.